This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All righty, MA, as we do every Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. Let me actually ask question one and answer question one.
Ooh.
For those not watching us on YouTube, and of course you can watch our show on YouTube, am I wearing the full Phillies uniform to try to turn this frown upside down with the club down 0-2? The answer is no.
I thought you were when I first saw you.
You were sitting down. You know, yeah.
Yeah, I got this pullover thing on that's fantasy camp-like, but it's not, you know, the uniform. I don't know. Just people were saying don't do it, so I didn't do it. I guess this would have been the moment if I was going to pull it out, but it's like when you switch goalies in the middle of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Ray, remember that year when the Flyers switched goalies like 37 times?
All the time, yes.
Well, but that one year in 97, they went from Hexie to Snow to Hexie to Snow to Hexie to Snow.
It was insane.
That was unbelievable. And then there was the year, I think it's what got Laviolette canned, 2012.
Yeah, was that Layton?
Layton and
Boucher? Because
2010 they got to the Cup with a combination of guys, but 2012.
Ray Emery in there, too,
maybe,
at that point, I think.
Maybe. It was a mess.
That guy. Wow, I forgot about him.
All right, Seltzer, what are we looking at today?
All right, a lot of Nick Cassidy. Castellanos-related stuff, among others. Let's start with this one. With the Nick Castellanos comments, what kind of environment would you expect at CBP if the Phillies can shock everyone and force a Game 5?
Well, a great one. I mean, obviously, if they get to Game 5, it's going to be great. Now, people will, and a lot of people will believe, because they'll have won two in a row. And I'll tell everybody before Game 5, it's still basically a 50-50 game. It's still basically a coin flip. Because most of these games are, honestly,
If it gets
but
to
people
game
will be
five,
pumped up.
It's going to be raucous.
Will Castellanos get booed, though, when
he
comes up? Cheered? What
depends
do you think happens?
James, depends on game
situation
circumstance.
Situation and stuff, yeah. I agree. But it's a unique moment. Like that,
how much he gets cheered depends on what happens these next two games, how well he plays.
Yeah.
But yes, it'll be an amazing environment.
Let's do another Nick Castellanos question. In honor of Nick Castellanos, what is the single dumbest comment by a Philly sports athlete ever? Joe, you're probably well equipped to handle that one.
Yeah, coaches are a little easier to remember.
Yeah, and executives, like, Ray, if we don't, we don't.
What's a player
for what?
One that popped in my head right away.
You know, I think that
and
is
he
it.
Wound up being a really good player for the Eagles. You know,
he was their best player.
Yeah, it was tremendous.
Yeah.
But that they were playing Tampa, shame. Right?
Tampa game one.
I just never forgot that.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably
Ben Simmons had some comments before he left.
Ben had some doozies. Yeah. Donovan would say some wacky stuff sometimes. Yeah, I think for who for what is probably the topper. Yeah.
All right. How about this? This is an interesting question. Put you both on the griddle here. What would you say to these players if given the opportunity to address them before game three?
I tell them they still have a chance. I would tell them they still have a great chance. I would tell them the opportunity is right in front of them. I would emphasize the two great baseball teams are playing. I would try to pump up their psyche, referring to them as a great team. I think the Dodgers are great. I think the Phillies aren't far from great, but I think they're not great. But they're still very, very, very good. They can win. And I would, you know, it's like Laviolette. Let me put it this way. It's like when Laviolette helped pull the Flyers not only out of a 3-0 hole versus the Bruins in the series, but a 3-0 hole in Game 7. And if you remember during that famous timeout, Laviolette kept saying, we need one goal, guys. We need one goal. We need one goal. We need one goal. And what he was saying is we need something to jumpstart it. And that's what I would sort of emphasize to these guys. It's one inning at a time. Get a run. keep the lead, get another run, keep the lead, win a game, get to four, win a game, get to five. Like, that's, I would just keep it simple in that regard while trying to pump up their ego in a healthy way.
Belief is what matters. Believe you can win this game, followed by the next game, followed by the next game. Belief like Harrison Bader. Harrison Bader is not a great baseball player, but that guy believes he is the best thing since you know what. So that is what matters more than anything. This time of year, believe. That really, that's the message. More than anything, it is almost a magical concept when you've got a group of guys who believe like Harrison Bader. That's what it takes this time of year. I don't know that we're there yet. I do think we could.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not impossible that we could get there.
It's not.
It is not impossible that we could get there. So let's, as a fan base, sometimes I think we act like it is impossible.
Well, here's the way I'd end the meeting. If I'm Rob Thompson, I would stand right in front of the face of all 26 players. I'd look at Bryce Harper, player one. Bryce, can we win this series? Yes. Next player, can we win this series? Yes. I'd go through all 26, and then I'd say, then let's go do it. And I'd walk out of the room.
I like that.
That's what I would do.
That's strong right there.
That's what I would do.
That is strong.
That is really good.
Then let's go do it.
And then just walk out.
Just walk out of the room.
I have a different take on it, and you were right along my lines.
What's that?
With LaViolette.
Right?
Play that cut.
Play which cut? Hold on.
Let's play with some jam.
Hold on. Let me get it. Let me get the LaViolette.
Rip your heart out of your chest.
Hold on. Here we go. Let me find Peter LaViolette. First off, I got
John Ritchie.
No, that's not the right one. I got this
Can't
one.
Wait.
No. That's not the right one. All right, Peter LaViolette, where are you? But I got too many things on my board. Oh, here we go.
Enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
That's right.
I
want to see people rip their heart out of
that's
their chest.
I'm not there to pat them on the ass and tell them they're going to do well. Get out there and kick some ass.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're not wrong. Here's another one.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
That's the one right there. That's the one.
I also love what he also said. You'll get your first shift, earn your second shift.
So good.
And with that, Peter LaViolette, where are you, sir? We salute you. And with that, AMA, we shut it down. Oh, man.
There's a reason those people don't last long.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong about that. Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Yeah, what a trip down memory lane. And let's go Flyers. Come on, man.
Tomorrow.
Digress.
By the way, Patrick, tomorrow on the show, I think we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Flyers home opener. We got to kind of situate some stuff with that. But I
see
think,
how we feel after a night's baseball game.
I think we will be doing that. One way or the other, I think we'll get there.
So listen, it's such an awful feeling I have today waking up thinking about the game. And I'm not going to dump on the, you know, I'm not saying they can't win and this, that, and the other. But boy, I have little hope. And it's just, you know, our again, our all-star, our big guys are doing nothing, but, you know, Topper's choice to put Nola out there, I'm not cool with. I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping and wishing for like a Dave Roberts stealing second base in the eighth inning just to,
yeah,
you know, something like I'm hanging my hat on just some crazy play to just the baseball gods are going to repay us. And that ain't much to hang it on. But, you know, we're here. We do have an opportunity. We get one tonight. And, you know, if we win tonight, it's, I obviously feel a lot better, but God, I just can't believe 162 games and we're coming down looking at the end of this gun barrel right
yep,
now.
I know.
You know?
That's
and
well said.
It's just, it's such a trippy thing, man. 162 games and we're, you know, but the thing that blows me away too is, you know, we don't rip our guys and I'm holding off until see what happens. But you know what? They've been through some things this season and not that other teams don't, but listen, they had some injuries, obviously, without Wheeler right now. They had Bohm go down. They had Harper out for a while.
Well, the Bader thing in the playoffs has really hurt him. You can make a case, Patrick. You can make a case. If he hadn't gotten hurt, they could have won both games. They could have.
Joe, the Bader injury is again, you know, I kind of ripped Dombrowski. I felt like ripping everybody yesterday, but that was a great pickup. And him going down is brutal. And
is.
Even like, you know, let's forget, you know, we got Alvarado even. And I started thinking about it. And I said, this team does have some, it does have some cojones and some, you know, a little bit of resiliency. But then you hear something from Castellanos yesterday. And then you hear Bohm the day before. And I'm like, dude, where are these guys want? John Ritchie, like, what do you do when you hear something like that? I mean, I know you got to focus on, you control what you can control, but. Like, where and when does someone in the Phillies locker room just grab these guys, a couple of these guys, and say, guys, let's just stop this nonsense. You know, and when Cassie signed, I thought he was like a no-nonsense, blue-collar type approach, and I liked it. But, dude, if you're not producing, if you're the worst among the worst this year, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
This is a meritocracy.
Good call, Patrick. Good call, buddy. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just a lack of accountability and a lack of awareness by Cassidy. It's really dumb, to put it mildly. All right, coming up, a lot, your phone calls on everything we're discussing, the decision to go to Aaron Nola tonight, what Rob Thompson said yesterday about that. We'll play that audio. Bader, his status. Topper on that reality for tonight. Ross Tucker at 7:30. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni joins us at 7:40. Normally, Sirianni with us on Tuesdays. He'll be with us today, 7:40. Plus, the Castellanos situation and more, phone calls and all of it and on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, how you can win and win big with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino as they get you ready for kickoff for tomorrow night's Philadelphia-New York game and, of course, for tonight's Philadelphia-Los Angeles game. So either sport, either team, both there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. Always remember, new customers can bet $5. And with that $5 bet, get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That is a win-win. You win the bet? Awesome. You win the bet. You get what you get for having won the bet. You also get $300 in bonus bets. That is an incredible deal, and that is exclusively with FanDuel.com/hammer. So lock it in. Find the bets. Football, baseball, whatever way you want to go. Obviously, all of college football on Saturday and all of pro football on Sunday. All available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.